This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for our usual weekly review of what's in the News Talk Radio world. This is news for you. It's the overview of the charts from Talkers for the week of January 13th to the 17th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues Jennifer Horn from the DJV program. She's on with me every morning, and she's also on The Answer, KRLA in Los Angeles, every morning from 6 until 9. Rich McFadden is here. He's the operations director at Radio America. Rick Jensen does his own mayhem in the midday at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. And then there's the lovely Victoria Jones and her cat at the D.C. Radio Company in Washington. But at number 10, we're back to talking about sports items because that Major League Baseball cheating scandal is at number 10. Certainly deserves a lot of attention, and we'll give it its due in a moment or two. It is huge. The Brexit or Megxit, I don't know, this is, hello. Be happy you're not living in Europe at the moment, I think. We'll check in with Victoria on that one. She's usually closest to the info on that. Number 9. Number 8, the overall discussion of homelessness. It's about time. It is about time this became a national discussion. Jennifer and I, and our experiences in Los Angeles, you live in a more residential area. An area that's sort of out a little bit. But I'm living in a very well-to-do neighborhood on the Venice-Santa Monica line, and the homeless walking down, there's no traffic on the street, nothing, except these guys going down the street with
like
their
zombies.
I've only been in this place for a month, and I'm sick of it already. Imagine living here all the time.
It's a zombie apocalypse in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
What's
and
really
the people
sad
in Los Angeles, the guys running this city, they are so damn clueless, Rich. It is amazing how these people think.
They need to triage.
I'm really interested in talking about this, but finish your list. Let's not get to
They need to triage the problem like they would after any disaster. Instead, they just bring in trailers and they say, okay, now you're fixed. Well, no, most of these people are drug addicts or mentally ill or both.
Number 7, the focus on immigration reform and how much of the wall has been built. I want to go back to this because I don't think people have been thinking much about the wall. Meanwhile, the wall's being built. Number 6, the weather, fires in Australia, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number 5, what's going on in Russia with Bad Vlad. Number 4, our relationship with China and the trade deal that was signed this week. Situation in Iran is number 3 in our relationship with them. Presidential race number 2, with a lot of focus on Michael Bloomberg this week. And number 1, the impeachment. So, Jennifer, let's start there. You're very close to this. I'm sure all of you have been talking about it, but Jennifer and I talk about it every day, and she's really up on it, so where do we go?
Well, we go to an impeachment trial, which is already underway as we speak, but will get underway in real content on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern time. So the Chief Justice John Roberts has been sworn in. The senators were sworn in. They had to sign an oath book, basically, to be fair jurors. The hardest part of all this is that the senators are not going to get to speak. There are very stern rules that are going to be hanging over this trial. The senators are not allowed to speak to themselves, to aides, to each other out loud.
They can't talk to themselves?
No, you can't say anything during the trial. They can maybe they can talk to themselves after. They also can't share. They can't talk a lot about what they're going to be doing with the news media. There's really strict rules about that. So this hurts a couple of presidential campaigns. It hurts Michael Bennett, who we might forget is still running. It hurts Amy Klobuchar, Mitch McConnell, and Elizabeth Warren. Who I'm sorry, not Mitch McConnell.
Mitch
Bernie
McConnell
Sanders. How did I switch those two out?
Wow.
That was Freudian. Geez. So all four of those are trying to run a presidential campaign with Iowa just less than 20 days away now. You've got these people who are trying to get out there to the public, and they're really tied to this trial, and they can't comment. They can comment about it broadly, but not specifically. So it'll be interesting to see what the impact is on the presidential race and who gets the stink of impeachment attached to them as voters go to vote at the Iowa caucus in February.
Yeah. So you've got that, and then there are those who are running ads. This group of Republicans that want to have people testify, they're actually so upset about it that they've used one of their fundraising efforts to come up with $1 million to buy advertising on Fox and Friends, and I think on one of the other shows that who's the guy on the Fox Money?
Lou Dobbs.
Lou Dobbs, right? So that's apparently the president watches both those shows a lot. So that, but there are rifts in the Republican Party that I don't think a lot of people are talking about. Do you sense that they are, Jennifer?
I think the Republican Party is pretty solidly behind President Trump. For the senators, however, there are some that are often the ones that you want to look at. Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, Mitt Romney might be on the list of those senators to see how they vote on witnesses. I think that's far more important than into the conversation that actual to actually have him removed from office. I don't believe that's going to happen. You'd have to have 67 out of 100 vote to have Trump removed. And I just don't think you're ever going to get there unless some huge bombshell comes out.
Nah.
But Susan Collins has indicated she'd like to see witnesses called. And so that could be significant. Again, in what capacity? Are they going to be all Democrat witnesses? Are they going to be witnesses that would bolster President Trump's claims? That's going to play out as the trial gets underway next week.
So the news media is pretty much banned from all this, right?
Well, they can report on it, and they can watch.
Report
it's
how?
There's going to be an audience.
They can't watch everything. No, they can't, actually, and they can't watch everything, and neither can we, because they can turn off the one camera
whenever it
suits them. And the reporters are penned in like animals. I've been a Senate correspondent. No, excuse me, Doug, before you start that, and taking this sort of this chorus thing, how sad.
You know why I've done
it?
Because I'm sick of these people telling me how to think. I'm sick of it.
No,
Let
me say why it's not about that, if I may, just for a second.
Yeah.
Why it's not about that. And what it's like being a Senate correspondent and why this is the best beat in Washington, D.C. for the American public.
And you had the beat for 10 years or so, didn't you? You're on that beat.
No, I wasn't a Senate correspondent for very long. You have a tremendous freedom, which the senators agree with and like, to go around the Senate. You can go down into the Senate subway. You can walk with the senators. You can't necessarily go into the elevators with them. It depends. But you can walk with the senators. You can talk with the senators. You can walk with the animals. You can ask questions. Now, what they've done by penning them in is that they have ensured that, and they've put in all kinds of restrictions on how you can get into the Senate chamber, which are not normally there, which are kind of ridiculous, very ridiculous. What they've done, they've ensured that suppose you are a listener to this show from any state, you may not get to hear a comment from your senator unless that senator chooses to go across to a reporter. Normally, reporters would be able to go up to senators and ask them questions. So this is self-selected now, unless your senator feels like saying, oh, this is what I think, you're not going to hear. Now, that's not the way reporting works in this country. That's not the way the free press works in this country or in the Senate, but they have penned them in to restrict them.
How was it different with Clinton? Were you around for that one?
They weren't in pens. I wasn't around for that one. They weren't in pens.
Well, I'm happy to have your explanation because I don't think many people have the expertise or knowledge that you do when it comes to how this is set up. So I made my comment. Rich, you got anything to say about how this is all working here in Washington as well at Radio America? All eyes are on this.
You know what I see? I'm just watching the coverage of it every day, and it's just so fake. It's so transparent from all sides. It doesn't matter. And the whole thing just comes across, no matter what's really happening, you can't get real facts. And, you know, so that's why I love listening to this. That's why I love coming and listening to Rick and Victoria and Jennifer just kind of throw out the perspectives of this is what's really happening, because I get a better sense of the whole sham that's going on and then what's really
very
real.
Very self-serving.
Yeah, it's very hard to tell what's real anymore.
Yeah. To Victoria's point, and look, I'm, you know, my major was journalism. I support a free press. It's unfortunate to me that I've lost trust in the media because the news media, I don't think that they've done much to earn our faith over the last 10 years. But I'm not worried about some news being repressed from this trial because every senator likes to be a television star. The fact that they can't talk, they're going to be dying to run to that pen of the news media to try to spin stories the way that they want to spin them. So I understand you can't walk with them, you can't press them. I get all that. I still think that you're going to get fed the story that you want to get fed by the media working in tandem with a lot of these senators who are trying to craft narratives out of this for their own political advantage.
Yep.
You know, it's a great point, if I may. They report it more like a soap opera than actually anything substantive. For example, what was a big story on Thursday of this past week? A big story was Elizabeth Warren saying, "You lied to me on national TV."
Yeah. Right.
Whereas the more... Yeah, but the more substantive story should have been, hey, this Medicare for All will cost 1.8 million jobs, people who are clerks and
administrators. Yeah, but we don't care about that stuff anymore.
In insurance. Exactly, but that's the real, that's how all this stuff really affects people, but this doesn't affect people.
What did we talk about last week? I think last week the thing that just shocked me so much, because I really do make it, and I know we all do, make it our jobs to try to figure out what the heck is going on, not just here but around the globe. The fact that we didn't know about the Green Zone, about Iran's occupation of Iraq, about the fact that Iraq is really becoming a client state because the news media is so focused on what Kellyanne Conway is saying or what she wore or what Melania did and are they still together and are they holding hands. We don't actually know about the big picture
anymore. Oh, what Jillian Michael said about Lizzo.
Right.
I mean, what do other people in other countries who get real news think of us when we are sitting here following all of this stuff?
You know, I've said this, Richie.
Prince Harry is a bigger story than what's going on in Iraq.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the reasons why is, I think, because print media is still bigger in those countries. Mm. And people read the news.
It is a good, it is a good point, and that's very true. I find out when I travel, I've been fortunate enough to travel all around the world, and I find that whenever I travel outside the country, I learn more about what's going on in the country than I am learning when I'm here. And I do this for a living. That's pretty amazing stuff. Thanks, Jennifer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel. The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Here we are back in the fold again on the Talk Radio Countdown, the Talk Radio Review. Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen is here. Rick, we heard the least from you in the last segment, so let me start with you on the presidential race. Joe Biden from your state of Delaware is number one. I thought it was very interesting. I was listening to Ben Shapiro this week on his syndicated program talk about, for 14 minutes, I timed it, about Michael Bloomberg. If you don't think these guys in the Republican Party, the Republican hierarchy, the Republican, the Trump sycophants or whatever they call them, aren't worried about Bloomberg, listening to Ben Shapiro talk about Michael Bloomberg for 14 minutes better give you a clue. And I think,
well, the concept there is, you know, whether there's a negotiated convention and Bloomberg comes out as the nominee. But it was interesting to me to watch the folks at CNN and MSNBC complaining that no one on that stage looked like they were somebody who could actually beat Trump. And they were very concerned and went actually quiet for a while on some of these shows. And Joe Biden, Delaware, there are people here that love him, always will love him. There are Republicans that have voted and would vote for Joe. But Joe... Right. Someone's got to say this, and I'm the one to say it. He looked tired. He looked exhausted. Yeah. The only time he had any energy was when he made his final statement. And if you're going to go up against Trump, you're going to have more energy. My opinion is Elizabeth Warren won that day.
Oh, my God, please. She's what a horror show.
Well, she did.
I don't know how she won it when she basically, I mean, Bernie's up there pointing his finger around, and then afterwards, I thought one of the most interesting moments was when Tom Steyer was going to go over and try to have some small talk with him and realized he walked in the middle of a real argument and headed out.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
See you later.
And it's so funny because, well, that plays well for Bernie because, you know, Bernie is the candidate for the common man. Here comes the billionaire saying, I just want to talk to you. And Bernie says, whatever, and walks away from the billionaire, Tom Steyer. It was rather amusing.
Yeah. All right. Anybody
Bernie's
get anything else out of the debate?
Bernie's got a shot. If they cheat Bernie out of this again, you will see 25% of Bernie supporters vote for Trump.
Yep.
Wow.
Or,
why?
Or
really? Because
primary,
they're anti. He is anti-establishment. Trump is anti-establishment, and so 25% of his supporters will just go, I'm not going with establishment Joe. I'm going to go anti-establishment. They're going to go over to Trump.
You're all going to mark
they
my words.
Vote, or they won't
be surprised.
Vote at all, which is
or they
won't vote at all, which is the same.
Yeah.
What I thought was so interesting, and once again, yet another massive mistake by the Democrats, who just are, you know, as in disarray as Labour in Britain. Why are they not talking about the Supreme Court?
In what regard? You mean as the...
Because the Supreme Court is the most important issue. The Republicans talk about the Supreme Court and courts all the time.
Yeah.
Who's being appointed?
And the Democrats is like,
you know, you are right.
The courts,
you
control
so
nothing.
Right. Yeah, you know, Trump is one of the reasons I vote for Trump. I will vote for Trump again is because of what he's done in the district courts across this country. He's installed over hundreds of judges, I think, and the Supreme Court. And so forget all the shenanigans of Trump. To me, the court system was getting out of control, overruling the citizens' laws that they vote for in their districts. And so somebody, you know, Oregon would decide they want this, and they make a law, and then some court overrules
it. Perfect
and Trump
example
is reversing
of
all of that garbage.
Number 8 is homelessness on the overview. This is the first time this has ever showed up on the countdown. And those judges that you're talking about are responsible for part of the mayhem that is the homelessness problem, not only here in Los Angeles County, but up and down the West Coast, some of the big cities on the East Coast. But it's no more apparent than it is here in Los Angeles. It is out of everywhere. It doesn't make a difference whether you live in an upscale neighborhood or you live off of one of the interstates. It is just, I've never seen anything like it. And it's changed so much in the last year even. These people are all over the place. 28 past the hour.
Laura DiCarlo, CES 2019's most talked about wellness tech company, triumphantly arrived at this year's show. The company introduced the newest entries to its award-winning Ose family of biomimetic devices. Bacci and Onda, the latest innovations from Laura DiCarlo, have been given highly coveted CES Honorary Innovation Awards. This marks a major shift from the company's banishment from CES 2019.
Following last year's incident having the Innovation Award rescinded and reinstated for Ose, we became change agents, initiating a critical public conversation about gender equity and creating a safer and more inclusive environment for all CES attendees.
Laura DiCarlo is the most recognized robotics company in the history of the CES Innovation Awards. Pre-sales for Ose began in late November 2019 and generated over $1 million in just 5 hours.
After learning more about our products and our mission, people have come to realize that tech-enhanced experiences can lead to a greater sense of wellness, including improved sleep, reduced stress, and better mood.
For more information, go to LauraDiCarlo.com.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safety, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On Tuesday, the Senate will debate the rules that will govern the president's impeachment trial and decide whether witnesses will be called. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown told CNN's State of the Union the trial should have witnesses.
You know, I hear the president over and over saying that the House was unfair, that it's all hearsay. Well, then bring in the people who were in the room. If the president's innocent, then they will exonerate him and we'll all vote not to convict.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox News Sunday the Senate will give the president a fair trial.
If we call one witness, we're going to call all the witnesses. There's not going to be a process where the Democrats get their witnesses and the president gets shut out.
The Kansas City Chiefs have advanced to their first Super Bowl in 50 years. They'll be playing the San Francisco 49ers on February 2nd. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Four at the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, brought to you every week at this time, thanks to the work that's done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You go to talkers.com, see the list of the top stories according to their research and the people involved in the stories. Also, you can listen to Talkers Radio and see Talkers Television there as well. So we're graduating up the scale here to some of the other items that are on the story list this week with Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. And we were talking about the homelessness and how the legal system has completely fallen apart, as have many other things in our system, especially here on the West Coast. Some of the rulings that have come down from some of the courts as to the rights of the homeless. It is, what about the rights of the people that are paying the bill? What about the taxpayers? Well, if I moved into this neighborhood, I'll move out as quickly as I can because I'm not going to put up with the kind of foolishness that is a part of life here in one of the busiest, I'm like four blocks from a home that Julia Roberts owns on the beach in Victoria, in Venice. I can't for a second imagine that she'd put up with this. My God. It just is amazing. I mean, I love being here. The energy's great. The weather's pretty good. But I'll tell you, I'm damn sick. I really am. I mean, you can tell by my tone. I'm just sick of it. There's no excuse.
Your real
there
problem,
no
I think, is the... your real problem is the
problem
Ninth Circuit
is liberalism.
Court.
That's what the problem is.
Well, this and the liberals on the Ninth Circuit Court, right? Who determined that these towns cannot fine people for sleeping on the sidewalks? They say, well, there's another shelter. You cannot
fine
them
anyway because they don't have any money.
And can't, right. Well, and then of course you jail and then relocate them and try to find them a place of shelter. And the Ninth Circuit Court said, no, you can't do that. So,
but you know, the other part of it is the balsam that Seattle and Portland, some of the cities in Oregon and Washington, they give these people bus fare and tell them to get on a bus for Los Angeles. Well, that's what they do.
When I was working at a car dealership right over the Washington, D.C. line in Maryland, in Silver Spring, Maryland. And we used to get the homeless problem wasn't near as bad back then, but we'd get the homeless people wander on the lot and they'd be drunk or whatever. And we'd be worried about them or they'd just be, going crazy. So we'd call the police, and the police would come, and I'm like, And so finally I asked one day, I'm like, what do you do with these guys? We drop them off at the metro and give them metro fare down to Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Right.
That's how Silver Spring,
in my
Maryland
neighborhood,
handled their homeless problem, is they gave them metro fare to D.C.
And I live in Framingham, my other home on the East Coast, in Framingham, Massachusetts, and the police, it's well known at this point, because Framingham had become very liberal when it came to helping the homeless. So the police in Waltham would go around on Saturday morning at 3 or Sunday morning at 3 o'clock. They'd fill up every empty police car that they have, and they'd bring them, all the homeless, to Framingham and drop them off. That's what they do. The police in Waltham bring the homeless to Framingham and dump them off. That's what they do. So
I got news for you. That happens in communities all over the country.
Right. And it's a scourge. The fact that we've let it get to this point for whatever the reason, it doesn't fix what the problem is. The problem can be, most anybody with any common sense, you build affordable housing so that the people who are out on, either that or some of the homeless can, make a choice. We make it easy for them to be homeless, but go move someplace where it's cheaper to live and find a job, for God's sakes.
It's a mental health issue. It's a drug issue.
It is mental health.
It's an affordability issue. It's all those
things. Housing. Mm. Right. Yep.
They can all move to Nancy Pelosi's district where they're all set up, and they love it when the homeless people poop on the sidewalks. Yeah. Apparently, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, all right.
A little snark there.
Either that or we'll go to send them to Wilmington. Do you have a problem with homelessness in Wilmington? Seriously.
We have some really great organizations. Philadelphia, which is about 20 minutes north of North Wilmington, has obviously a larger population. We have some great organizations that work with people who are local as well. And I think that we have a lot of communication amongst these organizations here that are working with people to get them off the drugs. And it needs to be improved because we don't have enough facilities, like most cities, for people who really are ready to get off the opiates, get off the drugs, stop self-medicating with alcohol or whatever they can find. And once they do, we have some great organizations that actually get people their GEDs and get them back to work and help them out. But they have to be ready to do that. And if they're not ready to do that, then you go off and live in Pelosi's district.
All right. Number 7 on the countdown, number of reforms, including immigration reform. The reason I bring that up is because, once again, the news media, which is the scoundrel of all scoundrels, the immigration situation. How many people knew that there are another, 1,000 feet of the wall that's been built in the past couple of months? Did you know that? Who knew that there were any more? I wasn't even paying attention to it. Meanwhile, while we're not paying attention to what's really going on.
I'm up to speed on Prince Harry, though.
Yeah.
I am so up to speed on Prince Harry.
I got that down.
Know it all.
All right. The weather is number 6. The fires in Australia. I don't know what else we can say about that other than it's the same focus.
There was some rain. There's been some rain.
A little bit of rain. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
So that's important. Who thinks that Bad Vlad isn't powdering his own nose with the way things have changed around in Russia this week, all these people, doesn't it really leave, even though he can't run again, he can still be influential in who it is that runs, and he's cleaning up, it looks like the house is getting cleaned out so the new people can be appointed by him. Is that
well? This
what
is Putin's power. It really is this power swap 2.0. Because you remember, Doug. Everybody remembers back when he and Medvedev actually switched positions because he couldn't run for a third term, and now he can't run for a third term. So he says, "Okay, well, let's just change the government," and he's going to switch again and go back to being prime minister, I think.
Yeah,
and so it's just bizarre that the government would resign to allow him to do this.
Well, he's got a lot of power, this guy. You don't realize how centralized the power is.
The king of Russia.
Yeah, that's right. Here he's the czar. The new Russian czar. Gee, that's who he is. He's the new Russian czar. Looking for a czarina, I understand, too. Number four, the trade war. So the reason that I find this important for us to talk about is its implications for American agriculture. And what is happening on the small family farm in America, what's happening basically to your food supply. The Chinese trade war has hurt a lot of small, medium-sized farmers. Some of the big, well, the bigger ag industries haven't been hurt because the government has paid them all off with that wonderful $16 billion bailout that should have gone to the family farmers. But guys like me got $89.38, and people who live on Park Avenue in New York and Ocean Avenue in Palm Beach, getting checks for $250,000. So that's the most vulnerable, as far as I'm concerned, where Trump is most vulnerable. He hasn't paid attention to it.
Well,
he doesn't. Richie thinks he knows what's going on, but go ahead.
So Trump finished kind of phase one of the trade deal this week with China, and I'm looking at an article in The Hill, and here's, if both sides can hold up the phase one agreement, here's what you can expect to see. First thing, are you ready for this, Doug?
Yeah.
China commits to buy more U.S. crops and products.
Yeah, right. But in the meantime, they're also buying up the means of, they own the sausage maker, the pork company, they own the tuna fish company now, and they're on their way to buying out all the chicken companies, or the chicken growers. So, and we're asleep at the switch. I don't know where Trump is on that, why he doesn't see, or what, maybe there's a deal, who knows.
So they saw the writing on the wall and said, okay, well, if we can't export to you, we'll just go in and buy all of your companies that created it.
Yeah, that's what's going on. It's amazing. Amazing. The situation in Iran.
You want the other 3 points?
Yeah, okay.
China's going to crack down on patent theft.
Mm-hmm.
And then China,
you mean the theft of our patents? We're not stealing anything from them. They're stealing anything from us.
Yeah, declare a truce on the exchange rates and interest rates.
Yeah.
And then they'll open financial markets to U.S. firms.
Okay, I believe that. I don't believe it for a minute that they're going to clamp down on stealing our stuff. I don't believe that.
But just the fact that something's being done is the key here.
They're talking about it at any rate, one way or the other. Yep. All right, we'll continue. We've still got a couple of other things here. I think we ought to discuss thoroughly the Iran situation, and we'll do that with the members of the group here, Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review with a guarantee of satisfaction or your money back. That's what Power Swabs is happy to offer you. Now, this is actually, when you get onto the Power Swabs routine, you don't have to do it every month or every, you know, you do it when your teeth turn yellow. But most of the time when people go on the Power Swabs thing, fall to the routine, they don't need it again, maybe for years. And if you change your evil ways and you don't drink so much wine, you don't smoke as much, and you don't drink coffee and tea, it won't yellow your teeth, and you'll be in pretty good shape. But if you have right now those ugly yellow teeth, let's get into this intensive whitening introductory kit from Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797 right now to get your bright smile back. You will get 40% off the manufacturer's suggested retail price, which is $99, so you're down to $59. Then you take an extra $10 off, so now $49. And with it, you get the stain-out swabs, you get the white swab, and the stain-out quick stick. All part of the same deal for about $40. 800-208-1797. What a deal when you consider if you ask your dentist to whiten your teeth, he's going to charge you $600-$700. This is the deal. And no sensitivity, your gum's not going to bother you. It's all great, all good, and all available right now at 800-208-1797. Once again, if you're asking, what's the name of that product again? They are called Power Swabs. You break open the little stick, you take the Q-tip and apply them to your teeth, and before you know it, your teeth are two shades whiter. Keep doing that for a couple of months, and wow, you're going to be surprised. 800-208-1797. That's the way you get the deal. Use the DJV code. 800-208-1797. Power Swabs.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Out with the old and ink with the new.
You can't print without ink.
Yeah, it's very hard. I've tried.
So stock up at Staples, because now HP OfficeJet Pro ink cartridges are buy one, get one 30% off.
Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at Staples.com. Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 1/25/20. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or Staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen here with Rick Jensen and Victoria Jones to finish up our conversation for this hour. The situation in Iran and the blame, and what was most telling for me this week was seeing the video of not one but two missiles. They weren't sure they got the plane the first time, and I was talking with my audience on the DJV program about the speculation that these people, there were 24 folks on the plane that were defectors from the Iranian Republic, and they wanted them not to go, so they shot the plane down. I think that's one of the things that's in there. What about the rest of you? What about it, Victoria? What do you hear? What's the buzz on our relationship with Iran now?
Well, I think a very interesting story coming out from the Wall Street Journal, which is that the Pentagon is now admitting that 11 U.S. troops were injured in the Iranian missile strike on two Iraqi bases housing U.S. troops earlier this month, which were launched in retaliation for the killing of Soleimani. Defense One reported that on Thursday. Initially, Defense One is a great reporting site. So that is different from what we were first told.
All right. Well, what a surprise. A correction in the story. All right, Rick, what about you and your audience? How much have you talked about that with them?
We have quite a bit, mostly about the media coverage, wherein you had New York Times reporters, for example, saying, oh, my gosh, Iran, they're so reasonable, and we're not. I'm thinking, really, reasonable? They shot down a civilian airliner. How reasonable. Yeah. Thanks,
leave
guys.
Leave it to the New York Times. Rick Jensen, WDEL, Victoria Jones, D.C. Radio Company, Doug Steffen here.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's Tech Talk time here with a focus on the top five stories. Victoria Keelan is out, so I'll have the pleasure of setting it up and then hitting it out of the park in the case of these five stories from this week in the world of technology and how they affect you. First, at number five, counting to number one, Vermont has a senator that's introduced legislation this week that would make it illegal for anybody under the age of 21 to own or use a cell phone. I thought this was pretty cool, actually. The bill introduced by a lawmaker who said he wanted to make a point that a cell phone is more dangerous than a gun. If the bill passes, anybody under the age, the legal drinking age, legal smoking age, caught using a cell phone, could face a $1,000 fine. The bill from State Senator John Rogers argues that people under 21 are not developmentally mature enough to safely possess cell phones. He also says using the phones while driving is one of the leading killers of teenagers in the U.S. He's not wrong about that. His bill says that young people frequently use cell phones to bully and threaten other young people, activities that have been linked to many suicides, and goes on to blame the devices for radicalizing and recruiting terrorists and fascists and extremists. You know, he's got pretty good points here. Rogers is a gun rights advocate, too, by the way. He says he introduced the bill to protest that the Vermont legislature seems bent on taking away our Second Amendment rights, so let's take away the guns, which is the wrong motivation. If he hadn't done it for that reason, I'm still supportive of that. The stations that carry this program in Vermont, you hear me say that, and maybe you like it, maybe you don't, but I think he said he has no delusions the bill's going to pass, but boy, I think it's worthy of a national conversation, frankly. So that's that story from Vermont, number five. Number four this week on the list of the top five tech stories is a focus on Apple, which has launched a new replacement program for the XS, the iPhone XS, the XS Max, and the XR smart battery cases after charging issues were discovered. Some of the cases may have a problem where they won't charge when they're plugged into power, or they may fail to charge the iPhone. If your model is affected, Apple or one of its authorized service providers will replace it free at $129. The battery case is not cheap, for sure, but their tight integration with the iPhone means they come with a few advantages. iOS displays the charge level of your battery case in its top notification bar, for example. Can also pass data through the battery case, the lightning port in the battery case. If your case is eligible for a replacement, then it might be worth taking it into the Apple store, regardless of whether it's having a problem or not. You get a newer model, could be less chance of it being a problem in the future. You want to take advantage of the program, then Apple says you'll need to take it to an authorized service provider or an Apple store, where it will be examined to make sure that it's eligible. If it is, then Apple says it'll dispose of your old model in an environmentally friendly way. A case would be covered for 2 years following their original sale. That's according to Apple. Number three, the phrase OK Boomer, making it to the Supreme Court. The term OK Boomer, because of the usage of it by Chief Justice John Roberts, he was discussing age discrimination at a Supreme Court hearing and whether saying that during a job interview, that is OK Boomer, could qualify as legal evidence. The moment came during a case hearing for a case called Babb versus Wilkie, which the plaintiff, a fellow named Norris Babb, was in her early 50s at the time of the incident, alleged that she was denied a promotion from the Department of Veterans Affairs based on her age and her gender. During questioning, the justice asked if hiring a person, if you were to say, OK, Boomer, is that actionable? According to the court transcript, the question was met with laughter. Ultimately, the court moved on after noting that it would likely be actionable if the term was used as a way to negatively judge a job candidate, especially if done so against a younger alternative. I don't know. Does that seem like a stretch? Seems like a little bit of a stretch to me. But anyway, it's something that people are talking about. Here's something that a lot of people in my neck of the woods are talking about. The Bose Corporation, which is headquartered in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, planning to close all its retail stores here in North America, around Europe and Japan and Australia. The decision was announced. The fact that headphones and speakers and other products are increasingly purchased through e-commerce is the reason. A lot of employees are going to be laid off. Bose opened its first retail store in 1993, has locations in a lot of shopping centers around the country. They're going to keep some stores open in other countries, but not in this circumstance. This is, I don't know, I guess it is what it is. It's part of what we call progress. And the number one story, cyber crooks are targeting retirement accounts. Be on the alert. You don't have a habit of opening your retirement account paper statements. You may want to start now because a lot of cyber crooks are siphoning money out of these retirement accounts. And if you don't look at it all the time, you won't know. So be wary of responding to or opening attachments on your email links, too, about financial information. Word to the wise at 59 past.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.